Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is August 19th, 1954, and the title is Vengeance at Wild Rock. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Vengeance at Windrock. A tense situation in the town of Windrock is about to explode. Larry Carson is soon to be released from the territorial penitentiary. Before his confinement, Larry was a wild, roistering young man who was mixed up in bad company and sent to jail for cattle rustling. The salt to the wound was the fact that Larry's father, Marshal Frank Carson, was the instrument of law who was responsible for Larry's apprehension and conviction. Larry hated his father with a deep-rooted venom and swore revenge. This perturbed the righteous marshal profoundly, and he now seeks counsel from his friend, the Cisco Kid.
When I arrested Larry, I was doing the job I'm paid for, Cisco.
I know, Marshal Frank. It was very difficult for you to have to send your own son to jail.
Marshal Frank Carson paced back and forth like he worried. Marshal should have blamed himself. The Senor Larry got mixed up in the company of bad hombres.
Oh, that he did, Pancho. And he was too stubborn to name any of those cattle rustlers before he went to jail.
Perhaps not entirely stubbornness, Marshal Frank. Perhaps it was a mistaken sense of loyalty.
Well, it might have been at that, Cisco. I always hammered away at being loyal when he was a kid. I had to be both father and mother to that boy. If I made any mistakes, it was, well, I didn't pop him enough.
Oh, no, Marshal. The trouble is that both you and Larry have hot tempers.
Yeah, Marshal Frank got a bullhead and Senor Larry got the same. Just like his father.
So why in tarnation ain't he like me about keeping on the straight and narrow? That's what I always taught him. There's only one way. That's your right way.
There is only one right way, Marshal Frank. But sometimes you cannot teach it. A young man has to find out for himself.
Well, if you say that...
Aye, Cisco, Marshal, lose your temper again. Better we go.
By thunder, by Jupiter, I'll... Oh, Pancho, I guess the reason to get so mad is I know you and Cisco are right.
What is past, amigo. Yeah. Our concern is for the future. What can we do to help you with Senor Larry now that he is getting out of jail?
Here, Pancho, and to help Senor Larry.
Well, Larry gets out of jail tomorrow.
Oh?
Huh?
J.C. tells me...
J.C., Marshal?
J.C. Hoover. He owns a bank here in Windrock. He's also the head of the Law and Order Committee.
What did Banker Hoover tell you, Marshal Frank?
And Larry swore to gun me down the first time we meet.
Mother mia, bad that boy when they kill his father.
But I'm glad that you sent for us, Marshal. Pancho and I will meet him when he is released.
I was hoping you would, Cisco. That's what I was going to ask you to do. I don't want to have to kill my own son.
J.C., what are you trying to stir up in this town?
What do you mean, Brad?
Lance Hillman tells me you gave him a job to do.
That's right. I told him to spread the news that young Larry Carson's getting out of jail tomorrow. And that he's coming back to kill his own father.
Ain't we got enough trouble with Marshal Frank Carson without your adding to it?
Maybe by adding to the trouble, I'll put an end to it.
How?
by getting the marshal mad as a hornet.
Did Larry Carson say he'd gunned down his father?
Not exactly. I said it for him.
You mean it's a lie from start to finish? Well, it's got Marshal Carson as mad as a ruffled rooster in a rainstorm. Larry Carson's not going to gunfight his old man.
He will. You're going to meet him when he's released from prison.
Supposing I don't meet him?
I said you're going to meet him. And you tell him that his father, Marshal Frank Carson, let it be known that he'd kill Larry if Larry returns to Windrock.
I don't like it, J.C.
What don't you like about it?
Marshal knows I'm behind the gambling in this town. He's looking for a chance to nab me. And if he knew it was your money behind me, he'd throw you into the calaboose just as quick.
That's why I think it's better to eliminate him now. With Marshal Carson out of the way, the Law and Order League, which I head, will break up and we can have things our own way.
I guess you're right. Especially if we can get his own son to do the job for us.
Exactly.
But what if Marshal Carson guns down Larry first?
Then he's through in Windrock anyway. That Law and Order Committee the townspeople have organized won't stand for a father killing his own son. I'll see to that.
All right, J.C. I'll be there tomorrow. I'll meet young Larry.
Just a minute, Brad.
Well?
I'm just remembering. It was you Larry covered when he went to jail for cattle rustling. He still doesn't know you left him stranded as a decoy for the marshal to arrest so that you could escape.
And he's not gonna know.
He'd kill you if he did.
Well, when Larry gets back to Windrock, there'll be a gunfight. And when it's over, there'll be only one Carson left alive.
Whoa there, boy.
There. Larry ought to be coming out of the main entrance of the jail here, Rats.
I wish he would, Brad. I'm tired of leading this jug-headed bronc we brought for him. Whoa, you stubborn fruit-tail.
Whoa there, boy, whoa. Hey, there he is now.
Huh?
Howdy, Larry. How are you, boy?
Well, howdy, Larry. You look fine.
Howdy, Brad. Howdy, Rance.
What you two doing here?
Oh, we brought your horse, Larry. Thought we'd be real friendly and ride back to Windrock with you.
What's the matter, Larry? You going high head on your old friends? Come on, climb into the saddle.
How'd you know I was getting out today?
News is all over town, Larry. Everyone knows it. Get up there, boy.
Come on. Yeah, that's a fact. Get up. Get up. Come on.
Yeah, well, who's talking and what are they saying?
Well, I don't rightly know how to tell you.
Tell me what?
Well, it's sort of a touchy subject, Larry.
Well, don't be so cagey. What is it?
It's about your father.
Yeah?
Yeah, talk around town is that he's threatened to kill you if you come back to Windrock.
You're lying.
Ask Rance.
That's what they're saying, Larry.
So my old man's looking for a show now, huh?
Of course, the smart thing to do, Larry, would be to keep out of town.
Sure. Then you won't have no trouble with your father.
I stopped thinking of him being my father the day he arrested me. As far as I'm concerned, he's just another marshal.
Well, we'll back you up, Larry, whenever you go to make your play.
I'm going back to Windrock. I won't force a fight. But if my father draws on me, I'll kill him.
Not much farther to the jail, Cisco. We soon see young Senor Larry.
Si, Pancho. Glad we are so late. I wanted to meet Senor Larry just as he was released.
Pancho started this horse we bring for Senor Larry to throw the shoe.
That could not be helped, Pancho. He should have been taken to a blacksmith sooner.
Larry's coming, Cisco.
The one that sent her is young Senor Larry, Pancho.
We bring the extra horse for nothing. Senor Larry already got the horse. Who are the other two hombres with Senor Larry, Cisco?
I've seen them in Windrock, but I do not know them, Pancho.
Cisco and Pancho, am I glad to see you two.
The Cisco kid, he's probably come from your father, Larry.
Yeah, but he tries to keep you from going into Windrock.
Why should we do that, hombre?
Well, we bring an extra horse for you, Senor Larry, to ride back to Windrock.
Careful, Larry, it might be a trap.
You be careful, hombre, in what you say. I want to talk to Larry, alone.
Pancho want to talk to his young friend, Senor Larry.
I bet your father sent him.
Ask him. Well?
Of course we came from your father.
Marshal Frank not want to have to kill his own son.
There, what did I tell you, Larry?
That poser. If you go back to Windrock, he'll shoot you.
Are you trying to stir up trouble?
You're starting the trouble with your lies.
She's gonna lie, you coyote, you.
Who asked you to haul me in loudmouth?
Find the soldier who ain't loudmouth.
If you two mavericks are looking for a gun.
We are not, Aubrey. Just to prevent one.
Oh!
Well, they shot the gun out of your hands to give you a fair taste of my fist. Now that you want a fight, come down off that horse. Stryker, shoot Pancho, will you?
Pancho showed you, hombre.
You won't show me by talking.
That one.
You cannot fight any better than you can draw a gun. This fight will soon be over.
You don't dare me. Stop it, Cisco.
Stop it, I said. I mean it. I'll use this gun you shot out of Brad's hand on you and Pancho.
Pancho, you can believe that young Senor Larry would hold a gun on Cisco and Pancho.
Well, you can believe it now. You're looking down the gun barrel.
What has happened to you, Senor Larry?
This is not the same Senor Larry Pancho learned to use the bullwhip. That young Senor was a friend to Pancho.
Now get this, both of you, and get it straight. I did my time for that cattle rustling, and I'm a free man. I aim to come and go as I please.
That's telling him, Larry.
Well, this ought to convince you two. Now hit the trail and kick up the dust.
But, Senor Larry, at least you must hear what we have to say.
Read it. Go back and tell his father Larry's coming to work for me. Right, Larry?
Right. And you can also tell old straight and narrow Marshal Carson that he'd better make a wide and crooked path around me if he wants to stay alive.
And so you see, Brad, it's all going to work out the way I said it would.
Maybe so, J.C., maybe so.
Larry took the job from you, didn't he?
Yep. I hired him as a shotgun guard to maintain law and order in the gambling hall.
Good. That puts a sawed-off shotgun in his hands at all times, and for a legitimate reason.
Why do you think I gave him that particular job?
One thing you overlooked, Brad. What are you going to do if Cisco and Pancho take a hand and back to Marshall?
Hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, that's why you don't run this setup yourself, Brad. Now, here's what you do. First, how many of your boys are available right now?
Oh, I guess Rance can round up about 20 of them. Why?
Get Cisco and Pancho and the Marshal when they come for Larry.
How do you know they will?
With that Marshal's hot temper, you couldn't keep him away with wild horses.
What about Cisco and Pancho?
If they live up to their reputation, they'll come along to try and stop the shooting. That's what I want your boys for.
To see that they don't stop the shooting.
No, to get Cisco and Pancho when the shooting begins.
I'll see that it's done.
Not so fast. It has to be done right. Place your boys around the cafe so that the marshal and the other two are covered from every angle.
Looks like you are going to run the whole town, J.C.
Brad, I've waited a long time for a trap like this. See that nothing goes wrong. I want them dead by sundown.
And it begins to look as if Banker Hoover, in his quiet way, is going to accomplish what no gunmen have been able to. The deaths of Marshal Frank Carson, his son Larry, and Cisco and Pancho. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Vengeance at Windrock. Banker J.C. Hoover, in order to gain control of the town of Windrock, is plotting to have Marshal Frank Carson killed by his own son, Larry. The banker knows that Cisco and Pancho will accompany their friend, the Marshal, when he has the showdown with his son. Hoover then instructed his henchman, Brad Dixon, to order his gunmen to kill our friends when either the Marshal or Larry fires a shot. Now, the Marshal, Cisco, and Pancho are walking into the trap, entirely unaware of what waits for them.
Oh, it's a mistake, Marshal Frank, to go to see Larry now.
Yeah, the Marshal too mad to talk sense.
That young whelp taken up with Brad Dixon. Being in prison hasn't changed him any.
What do you intend to do?
I'll give him a chance to lay down his guns and talk reasonably.
You'd rather Senor Larry not lay down the guns.
Then I'll have to treat him the same way I'd treat any other hombre who threatened me.
As a friend of both you and Larry Marshall, let me try something.
What, Cisco?
See, Cisco, what?
If Larry goes for his gun, let me try to shoot it from his hand.
Yeah, better to let Cisco do this, Marshal Frank. Cisco shoot the gun from Senor Larry's hand.
No, by thunder, it's my job. And if that son of mine is the kind of skunk to draw on his own father...
But Marshal Frank, he's your own niño.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Here's Dixon's place now.
That's near enough.
Well, Larry...
Stop. Take another step and I'll drop you.
We walked into a trap. Those hombres are staked out waiting for us.
Madre mia. Bad hombres all got their hands near the guns.
Are you going to use that shotgun on me, Larry?
Not unless you make me.
Those hombres are waiting for me to make a move.
Not try to shoot the gun from Senor Larry's hand, Cisco.
What's all this whispering about? Well, Marshal, I'll give you three to get out of here. One... Two?
You will not fire that gun, Senor Larry. You are not a killer.
Stay where you are, Pancho.
No, Senor Larry. Senor Larry shoot his father, he gotta shoot Pancho first.
I'm not gonna shoot anyone. All right, Marshal, I'll go with you.
Don't be a fool, Larry. He'll gun you down as soon as he gets you outside.
That's right, Larry. Stand your ground. We'll back you.
I don't need no backing. I know what I'm doing.
Wait up, Senor Larry. Very well, you hombres. Stand back. We are leaving here.
You three ain't going to walk out of here alive. The odds are against you. We're 20 against you three.
You're wrong. There are 19 of you against four of us.
What's going on here? What's all the commotion?
Well, howdy, J.C.
What is going on here, Marshal?
It's strictly a family affair, J.C.
Why, hello, Larry. Glad to see you back.
The Marshals, Cisco and Pancho came in here looking for trouble.
Well, if Larry says it's a family matter, none of us have a right to mix in, Brad.
Look, this is my place, J.C., and these are my boys.
That's true, Brad. And you're not part of the Marshals' family. Larry said it was a family affair.
Come, we are leaving. You, Dixon. I hope that soon we will meet again when the odds are not so high in your favor.
See, and Pancho want to meet again with a ranch coyote.
We'll be glad to accommodate you anytime.
Brad, lose your head.
That's what I should have done a long time ago, J.C. Use my own head.
Get rid of the boys.
All right, boys. Go on about your business.
So you should have used your own head. If you had, you'd still be rustling cattle.
Well, I'm not. I control all the gambling in this town, and I aim to keep it for myself now that the fight's out in the open.
You sound like you're cutting me out.
That's just what I'm doing. I don't need you anymore with your pussyfooting and law and order committee. If I'd had my way, we'd have been rid of that marshal a long time ago.
Well, you cheap little cattle thief, you don't think I'm going to let you get away with this, do you?
Oh, yeah, we'll see about that. Now pick yourself up and get yourself out of here. You're washed up in this town, J.C.
All right, Brad. You win. You know, I'm no match for you physically.
You're lucky. If you had been, I'd have killed you.
It's very clear, Senor Marshall, after hearing what you both have said, that you and your son are pitted against each other.
See, that bad hombre tells a big lie to Senor Larry about the marshals.
That's right, Pancho. And that banker J.C. lied to me about Larry.
I always knew there was a big boss over Brad, but I never suspicioned it was J.C.
After seeing the way those hombres in the gambling hall reacted toward the banker, I would say your suspicions are correct.
But why did Banca Coyote save us when we in the bad fix?
That's what I aim to find out, Pancho. And I'm going over to see him now.
Want me to remain in the marshal's office, Dan?
From now on, the marshal's going to need a deputy. Will you take the job, son?
You mean it? Well, I sure will, Dan. Thanks.
Pancho's so glad to see the Padre and the Nino together again. Make Pancho very happy.
Pancho, control yourself.
Hey, control yourself, Pancho.
Glad to see all you boys together. I've got some news for you.
My deputy and me were just on our way over to see you, J.C.
Your deputy?
That's right. My son. Deputy Marshal Larry Carson.
Glad to see you following in your father's footsteps.
Yeah, but Senor Larry not can follow in his father's footsteps. Senor Larry not got the same size foot.
What was the news you mentioned, Senor Hoover?
Oh, yes, the news. Well, as head of the Law and Order Committee, I've been doing a little investigating on my own.
Yeah?
Madre mia, Cisco. Bad hombres from the gambling hall. Right this way.
Yeah, they're coming after me. They must have seen me come here. You have to protect me, Marshal.
How is it that you, who gave them orders before, are now afraid of them?
I told you I was acting for law and order. I come over here to tell you about them.
Looks like we're in for a fight.
All right, Larry. Bar the door. Right.
They covered the windows. If it's a fight they want, we'll give it to them.
There are too many of them. We'll never get out of here alive. You've got to protect me.
All right, you in there. Are you coming out or do you want us to come in and get you?
Come ahead, you coyote. Let us see if your actions are as brave as your talk.
Bueno, Cisco. That shot so close to that Brad Bandido, it make him jump for cover.
Hold your fire, boys. Lift that log off the hitching rack and we'll batter that door down.
Let's get him out of here.
Madre mia, Cisco. Bandido's coming here after us.
Get your guns ready, boys. Make every shot count.
You yellow varmints, come in and get a taste of lead.
We cannot hold them off. But I think we can capture them, Marshal Frank.
How, Cisco?
Pancho, see? Get the door of that large cell wide open.
What's Cisco do?
Hurry, Pancho, hurry. Say, Larry, when I give you the signal, take the bar off the front door.
Don't let them in. Don't let them in. They'll kill us.
By Jupiter, Cisco, you've sure got a smart head on your shoulders.
Here they come.
Yeah. They're almost to the door.
Wait for them to get closer. The force of their running and the weight of that log will carry them right into that cell.
Now, Cisco.
Now.
Good work, Pancho. Slam that cell door.
Pancho catch the bandidos like a string of fishes.
Lock them up and hold them, Marshal Frank. Senor Larry, you and Pancho come with me.
They won't go nowhere, Cisco. All right, J.C.
Why we run so fast, Cisco?
Brad Ranch and that other hombre ran back to the gambling house.
Now we can finish that fight you interrupted, Senor Larry. Yeah, and you can help us.
I sure want to, Cisco.
All right, let him have it.
Guns are no guns. Let's get him.
When I'm finished with you, sorry, you kill me.
Not unless you fight better than you talk.
And Pancho, get your guns, you rambandito.
I can beat you with all I got.
Just as I thought. Just a lot of talk and no punch. How are you doing, Senor Larry?
Doing fine, Cisco. I remember all you taught me about fighting.
That finishes that one.
Do you need any help, Pancho?
Pancho not need help, Cisco. This bandido all talk and no punch neither.
All right, Deputy Marshal Carson. I hope you have room in your jail for these bandidos also.
Yeah. I'll see to it personally we find room for them, Cisco.
This is as far as we ride with you, Cisco.
I sure wish we could go farther, but that marker there's the end of our territory.
See, I understand, Senor Larry. Well, Marshal Frank, would you be as happy with any other deputy?
No, Cisco. Nor would I be as proud.
Pancho feel much better living in Windrock than when Pancho first come to Windrock.
I know what you mean, Pancho. I'm sure sorry I didn't listen to you and Cisco when you came to meet me.
Now is a very good time to clear up a little matter.
Eh? What's that, Cisco?
I want you to tell me the truth, Marshal Frank. Would you ever really have shot Larry?
No, Cisco. I'd have let him shoot me first. It was just that dead, blamed temper of mine talking.
And you, Senor Larry?
Well, after all, you always said I have the same dad-blame temper my father has.
Well, I wanted to be sure each of you heard the other say it. Well, adios, amigos. Hasta luego. Up the avocado.
Hasta luego, amigos. Un paso. Good luck. Good night. Adios,
amigos. Come back soon. Come back.
Cisco.
Sí, Pancho.
You know, Marshal Frank and Senor Larry find out all the truth about those bandidos.
Yeah. And now those bandidos are all in jail.
They make lots of troubles with their lies.
Sí, Pancho, they did. You know, nothing that is false ever does anybody any good.
Nothing that is false ever do nobody no good?
No.
Pancho, I think so, Cisco. Pancho's Uncle Jose not believe it neither.
Why does your Uncle Jose not believe nothing that is false ever does anybody any good, Pancho?
Uncle Jose not believe it. Uncle Jose got something false that do him a lot of good.
He has something false that does him a lot of good? Tell me, what is that, Pancho?
Uncle Jose got false teeth. They do him a lot of good, no?
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, she's
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.